From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. There was applause in the House of Representatives today as the yeas finally prevailed in a vote on the Emergency Economic Stabilization Act of 2008. Bailout or rescue, whatever you call it, it is now the law. It passed the House 263-171, a comfortable margin that was missing when a similar plan was defeated this past Monday. President Bush swiftly signed the bill into law. NPR's Debbie Elliott has this report from the Capitol.
This was what members of Congress call a legacy vote, and House Republican leader John Boehner invoked a higher power as he implored his colleagues to support the bill. He pointed them to the motto posted above the speaker's rostrum, "In God We Trust."
I said my prayers this morning, like I do every morning, so that I can understand and feel better about the vote that I cast. We're in the midst of a recession. It's going to be a rough ride, but it'll be a whole lot rougher ride if we don't pass this bill. Remember those words, "In God we trust," because we're going to need his help.
The plan allows the government to buy up to $700 billion in bad debt from struggling financial institutions, a prospect that was met with a public outcry at the start of the week. But Democratic Majority Leader Steny Hoyer said over the last 4 days, Americans saw the consequences of Congress's inaction.
They have told us in the strongest terms, we expect the People's House to act in a way that they think best to save our economy, to protect our dreams, to make America whole again.
Lawmakers were clearly frustrated with their choice.
Nobody in East Tennessee hates the fact more than me that I'm going to vote yes today after voting no on Monday.
Tennessee Republican Zach Womp said economic conditions have lawmakers' backs to a wall.
Things are critical. We don't even have gas at the stations in East Tennessee. Economic anxiety is hurting the families. I've been listening to small business people all week long, and they've said, thanks for voting no on Monday, and thanks for standing up for us, but you got to do something. Congress has to act. We're out of options. Hold your hand over your heart and vote yes.
In the end, 58 members switched their votes, including the man known as the conscience of the House, Georgia Democrat John Lewis.
Madam Speaker, I have decided that the cost of doing nothing is greater than the cost of doing something. The fear that is gripping Wall Street has the power to shut down Main Street. We cannot and we must not allow this to happen. We must act.
The Senate had added popular tax breaks and other sweeteners to the bailout to garner broader support. Conservative opponents called the extras a bribe for votes. Texas Republican Jeb Hensarling argued the bill was a threat to the nation's free market system.
I fear that this legislation still remains more of a bailout than a workout. I fear that it undermines the ethic of personal responsibility. How can we have capitalism on the way up and socialism on the way down?
Appearing in the Rose Garden shortly after the House passed the rescue package, President Bush called it essential to helping America's economy weather the financial crisis.
We have shown the world that the United States of America will stabilize our financial markets and maintain a leading role in the global economy.
Although Democratic leaders also hailed passage, it was with a somber tone. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
We were dealt a bad hand. We made the most of it. I think the American people will benefit from it.
Pelosi said Congress will now shine a, quote, bright light of accountability on the financial markets so that this doesn't happen again. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, The Capitol.